Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
beer.
Just remember...
before you do anything rash, dig this.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Shane, and I'm your host here on Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for listening. I'm here every Monday night from 9 to 10, and playing all different kinds of music with a different theme each week, tying it all together. And last week, it was a fun show. I did the All Fool Songs episode in honor of April Fool's Day, so we heard all kinds of... Fool-related music. And tonight is a topic that can often result in creating a certain number of fools, and that is beer. That is the topic tonight. And I don't know what to say to introduce that topic. You know, beer, much like some of the other intoxicant themed shows I've done, I'm not trying to say that it's all good or all bad, just that there's a lot of music about it. And you know, I was trying to line up some beer knowledgeable guests tonight, and instead you've just got me drinking alone. So that's another theme for the show tonight. Beer is fun in groups and by yourself. That's the lesson here. So let's get into it. I've got all kinds of music here. We're going to start out with a song. It's a short one. It's called Beer for Breakfast, and it's by The Replacements, and it's here on The Beer episode, episode 90 of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Now here's The Replacements.
Label, beat up all the MCs and drink them under the table like it's on me. Put it on my tab, kid. However you get there, foot it, cab it, iron horse it. You leave it on your face, forfeit. Across the mic, hold it like the heat, he might toss it. Told her, tell him they stole it. He told her he lost it. She told him, get off it, and a bunch of other more shit. Getting money, DTs be getting no new leads. It's like he eating watermelon, stay spitting new seeds. It's the weed, give me some of what he drooping off. Soon as he wake up, choking like it was whooping cough. They grouping soft. First hour at the open bar and they trooping off. He went to go laugh and get some head by the side road. She asked him autograph her derriere red to wide load. This yard bird tastes like fried toad. Turn love villain. Take pride in cold words. Crooked eye mode nerd geek with a cold heart. Probably still be speaking in rhymes as an old fart. Study how to eat to die by the pizza guy. Know he's not too fly to ski. And a squeeze her eye, a squeeze her thigh. Maybe give her curves a feel. The same way she feel it when he flow with nerves of steel. They call a super when they need their back or a plumbing fix. Howard's only one left, the pack coming six. Whatever happened to 2 and 3? A Herb tried to slide with 4 and 5 and got caught. Like, what you doing, chick? Don't make him have to get cutting like truancy. Matter of fact, not for nothing, right now, you and me. Looser than a pair of Adidas. I hope you bought your spare tweeters. MCs sound like cheerleaders. Rapping and dancing like Redhead Kingpin. Doom came to do the thing again, no matter who be blinging. He do it for the smelly hubbies. Seems know what time it is, like it's time for Teletubbies. Few can do it, even fewer can sell it. Take it from the dude who wear a mask like a tarted helmet. He plots shows like robberies. In and out, 1, 2, 3, nobody's please. Run the cash and you won't get a wet sweatshirt. The mic is the shoddy, nobody moves, nobody get hurt. Bring heat like the boy done gone to war. He came in the door, and everybody on the floor. A whole string of jobs like we on tour. Every night, on a score, coming to your corner store.
Representative from South Africa has been mind programmed. All of the world's leaders on Earth are under my control. And when they meet tomorrow in special session, I, Doom, shall be voted master of the world. My plan is foolproof.
Well, I don't like to talk about my women, drinking. Got out and shot up the town. I'll be damned, she didn't bring an airplane down. I don't like to talk about my women, but this one, sure could, sure enough could chuck them down.
Apart from the laughter and the cheer, scenes from the past rise before me, watching the bubbles in my beer. Visions of someone who loved me brings a lone silent tear to my eyes. And I know that my life's been a failure, watching the bubbles in my beer. Watching the bubbles in my beer. Visions of someone who loved me brings a lone silent tear to my eyes. And I know that my life's been a failure, watching the bubbles in my beer.
Chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A beer don't just evaporate or scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rear. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. Thank you. my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Everybody Plays the Fool. And we're listening to songs about beer. That's what's going on. In the background here, I've got a record that I got many years ago and finally found a use for it. This is a record called Recorded Live at a German Party by Paul Mann and his musicians and singers with all your favorite German beer drinking hits. So here you go. Listen to a bit of that. Yeah, great. What did we just hear in that first set? We started out with The Replacements doing Beer for Breakfast. Then we heard MF Doom with One Beer off of the Food album. And then we heard Captain Beefheart with Long Neck Bottles. And then Willie Nelson with the classic song, his version of Bubbles in My Beer. And then close that one out with Dave Bartholomew with Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear. I like that song because he's got that great line in it where he says that, you know, he'll find that low down dirty moocher and he'll dislocate his future. That's a great threat. I picked this week to do the beer show because right around the corner is National Beer Day. That is on April 7th of every year, and that commemorates the day that the Cullen-Harrison Act was enacted after having been signed into law by FDR on March 22nd in 1933. And that legislation... It's not the official end of prohibition, but it was the act that changed the definition of intoxicating beverage. So on April 7th of that year, 1933, people could again buy beer up to a certain level of alcohol content. So people were camped out the night before and went down and bought beer first thing. And now it is National Beer Day, which was officially recognized in the state of Virginia and I think in Congress as well. So National Beer Day was officially recognized on the Congressional Record by Congressman Dave Bratt. It's B-R-A-T, as in beers and brats. I assume that somebody made that joke when it happened. So that's what we're doing. We're celebrating beer here today in honor of National Beer Day. Beer plays an important role in society, for good or ill. And one thing I wanted to point out was I've got a few different theories of beer history that I wanted to lay out today. The most exciting one for me is there's a theory out there, and I guess since the 50s, there's scholars have been toying around with this idea that grain, a lot of people think grain was first domesticated for food, but there are many scholars who think that grain was first domesticated for beer, and that some early humans grew and stored grain to make beer even before it was used to make bread. So some people think that that human beings stopped being nomadic because they needed to stay in one place to ferment beer, which is another great theory out there. But yeah, it's there's a lot of evidence to support those claims, and I like to think it's true. Also, beer was thought to be so important in many early civilizations that there's this thing called the Code of Urukagina, which is often cited as the first legal code to be established. And in that code, it prescribed beer as a central unit of payment and penance. So, beer has been part of human existence since our earliest years and ever since ancient times. And so I think that's interesting. Of course, Ben Franklin is supposed to have said that beer is living proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. A couple other important theories about beer that I just wanted to bring up. This one is a little bit more dubious in terms of its historical accuracy, but there are certainly those out there who believe that a long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral or a sultan or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us. He's filled us up with cheer. I can't even do the second verse here. God bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer. Beer, beer, tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. I think it's appropriate that I slurred that one and couldn't get through it all the way. So that's one of the other theories of beer history. And of course, the most important one out there is that in heaven, there is no beer. And that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all the beer. So it's some more deep philosophical thoughts on beer. And boy, it sounds like a fun German party, a real German party in the background here. This was actually recorded in New York City. It says on the back of this record, this authentic recorded live party given at a social club in the famed Yorkville German section in New York City. There you go. I've got a bunch more beer-related music to play for you here. Before we get into some straightforward songs, I thought, you know, music and beer are one of the most important crossroads, you know, the most important connections between music and beer has to be advertising. Beer commercials have been very present in our society for a long time. So I thought I would play you a selection of clips and music from, throughout the last 50 years or so. I think I got some stuff in here going back to the 60s maybe. This is all from beer commercials. And after those finish, we will get into some more beer music. First off, we're going to hear an old TV commercial to kick off this commercial block on this non-commercial radio station, but I figure if it's old-timey commercials, then it's fine. So here's some clips of beer ads and their use of music, starting out with an old one from Schaefer Beer, and goes something like this.
Get off! You can't get off. We have 5 more continents to visit.
There he is. What a happening dude.
There's a super party animal.
Yeah.
His name is Bugs McKenzie.
Bugs McKenzie.
A barbecue inside.
Do-do-do, a barbecue.
And a cold Bud Light.
A cold Bud Light.
Puts him in a party frenzy.
In a party frenzy.
He's Bugs McKenzie, Bud Light's original party animal.
Ghostbuzz, go! Ghostbuzz, go!
Ghostbuzz, go!
Bugs, you're really cooking now.
Once again this zone, I'm going out the front door. Ice Cube in the glass house, headed for the stove. To get a beer that's better than the rest. The S-T period, I-D-E to the F. And it'll put hair on your chest in the black can. So once you grab a six-pack and get your girl in the mood quicker. Get your Jimmy finger with St. Ives malt liquor.
I hear it in the daytime, I hear it in the night. I hear it when it's raining and when the sun is bright. I hear it when I'm eating and while I watch TV. And every time I'm thirsty, I hear it constantly. I went to see a psychiatrist and asked him what to do. He said,
it's only natural, man. Everybody hears it. I do, too.
Maybe.
There goes that call again, that friendly, cheerful call again, for the finest beer of all again, Carling's Black Label Beer. People try it, and they like it, Carling's Black Label Beer.
We like it.
America's fastest growing beer. Top quality.
There you go. Some beer commercials there for you. We just heard a nice old-timey jazzy jingle there for Schaefer beer, and then we heard the annoying kids from the Disney-like Duff beer amusement park from The Simpsons, and then we heard a Spuds McKenzie commercial with the Bud Light original party animal, which inexplicably was a very popular series of ads featuring a dog that was the life of the party that human women were just really attracted to for some reason. That's a strange run of ads. And then we heard Ice Cube with his commercial for St. Ides Malt Liquor, and then closed it out with another older commercial there for Carling Beer. The two older ones, the Schaefer one is great because of that slogan where it's like the beer to have if you're having more than one. that's a dangerous slogan for them to have. But also Carling Beer at the end there, it's like the siren song of alcoholism is beckoning to you from wherever. It's like this voice from afar, I hear it. And then he goes to a psychologist because he's hearing voices. And the psychologist says to him, I hear them too. It's because beer, you want to drink beer. It's like, this is horrible on every level, on like addiction and mental health. And just, you could get away with so much horrible shit in commercials back in the day. And it's pretty amazing listening back to it. But you know what? I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about this real live German party happening in the background. As I said, this is an LP that I got a while back because there's a funny cover on it. And now I'm actually using it. I am going to play another record I have here. We are now going to hear on 45... a very famous song about beer, one of the most famous and most covered beer-related songs out there. And it is done, in this version at least, by the Andrews Sisters. And then after that, we will get on with the rest of the set. I hope you have been enjoying all of this beer music so far. Before I get to that, I do want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com and find out all about the great programming here. And also, while you're there, kick in a couple of bucks, click on the donate button, and help keep this place afloat. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and that means that your donations are tax deductible. It also means that you are helping out a nonprofit freeform radio station here in Brooklyn. And we do rely on our listeners and our hosts and our volunteers and our managers here. Nobody's paid to work at this station. We're all keeping it afloat, pitching in what we can. So please check that out. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And now we're going to hear The Beer Barrel Polka, as done by the Andrews Sisters. This is Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn.
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry, for a gloom there. Oh, there's music, and there's dancing, and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-da-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor, the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Sing boom tarero, ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples, they form a ring. For miles around, you hear them sing. Ring, do, da, do, ding, do, da, 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 da.
Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, donne-moi la main. C'est plein d'Eulenspiegel et de ses cousins et d'arrière-cousins de Bruegel l'ancien. C'est plein de vent du nord qui mord comme un chien, le porc qui dort, le ventre plein. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, donne-moi la main. C'est plein de verres pleins qui vont à kermesse comme vont à messe vieilles au matin. C'est plein de jours morts et d'amour gelé. Chez nous y'a que l'été, que les fillettes encore. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin. Ça sent la bière, donne-moi la main. C'est plein de finissants qui soignent leurs souvenirs en mouillant de rire leurs poiluchons blancs. C'est plein de débutants qui soignent leurs véroles en caracolant de Prosit en scroll. Ça sent la bière de Londres. d'Amsterdam, c'est plein de mains d'hommes au groupe des femmes. C'est plein de mes mères qui ont depuis toujours un sein pour la bière, un sein pour l'amour. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin, ça sent la bière, Dieu qu'on est bien. Ça sent la bière de Londres à Berlin, ça sent la bière, donne-moi la main. C'est plein d'horizons à vous rendre fou, mais l'alcool est blond, le diable est à nous. Les gens sans Espagne ont besoin des deux, on fait des montagnes avec ce qu'on peut.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song, and someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free, what's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
One of those nights, and it's warm beer and cold women. No, I just don't fit in. Every joint I stumble into the night, it's just how it's been. All these double-knit strangers with tin and vermouth and the recycled stories in the Naugahyde booths and the platinum blonde tobacco brunette. I just be drinking to forget you. I light another cigarette and the band's playing something by Tammy Wynette, and the drinks are on me tonight. Conversations now, I just be talking about you, babe. pouring some sailor as I try to get through. I just want him to listen now. I said, that's all you have to do. He said, I'm better off without you. Till I showed him my tattoo. And now the moon's rising, there ain't no time to lose. Time to get down to drinking. Tell a band to play the blues. And the drinks are on me. Now back up around at the last ditch attempt saloon.
Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of beer-themed music. I hope you're all having a great Monday night. I hope you all have a great National Beer Day on the 7th. And I hope you're all having a great live German party right now. Let's go over what you just heard. That set started off with the Andrew Sisters on 45 doing their version of Beer Barrel Polka, a classic, followed by La Bière by Jacques Brel. And that song, if you don't speak French, it's kind of a weird thing to talk about in English, because it's all talking about how it smells of beer. And I don't really associate that with a positive thing in my head, but the chorus is, It smells of beer from London to Berlin. It smells of beer. God, we feel good. It smells of beer from London to Berlin. It smells of beer. Give me your hand. It's a nice romantic song from Jacques Brel. What did we hear after that? We heard Jerry Lee Lewis with, I believe, the original recording of the song What's Made Milwaukee Famous Has Made a Loser Out of Me. That song was written by Glenn Sutton, country songwriter, and it's referencing Schlitz beer, which had the advertising slogan for many years, the beer that made Milwaukee famous. It's a great song. Jerry Lee Lewis put that one out in 1968. And to close things out there, that set ended with the great Tom Waits and his song Warm Beer and Cold Women, from the Nighthawks of the Diner album, a live one there for you. That's a really great song. If you're interested, I did a whole Tom Waits episode a couple months ago, maybe. You can go check that out, as well as all of the previous episodes of this show, including last week's episode all about Fools, and the other 89 episodes that are in there. That's all at everybodyplaysthefool.com. You can find all of my archive there. And as I said before, please visit RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and check out all of the great shows we have here. We're adding new shows every week. Not every week, but very frequently. Lots of great stuff out there, so do check out the programming on Radio Free Brooklyn. Chip in a couple of bucks if you can. And as I do most weeks, I'd like to plug the Music Trivia Night that I host in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. That is Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth, and that happens at Bar Chord on Cortelyou Road in Ditmas Park. And if you're listening live, the next one is tomorrow. It's the first Tuesday of every month. So that one is coming up. If you are interested, you can go to facebook.com/musictrivianyc. This one is going to be April 3rd. And then the next one will be on May 1st. So come check that out. If you're here in Brooklyn, New York, and you want to come play some music trivia, that's a lot of fun. We've been there every month for 4.5 years, almost 5 years. So it's a good time. Come on out to that. And I'm getting pretty close to the end of the show here. So thanks for hanging out with me and this live German party, and all of the beer-related music here tonight. I hope you've been drinking along at home. And I think that's all my plugs. I think I'm ready to play the last set of music here. We are now going to play a song that is a somewhat modern country song. I think it came out maybe 8 years ago or something now, but it's a great one. It's one that I have seen this performer do live. It is one that I have, much to the chagrin of some of the people in the bar, I've sung this one at karaoke a number of times. It's a great, more modern country beer song for you in a long tradition of country beer songs. So here's Josh Thompson with Beer on the Table, and it's kicking off this very last set of beer music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. This has been episode 90. Please check out all the previous episodes, everybodyplaysthefool.com, and stay tuned here to Radio Free Brooklyn. Have a good night, and please drink responsibly.
Every morning I get up before that rooster crows, headed straight to somewhere I don't even wanna go. Eggs and bacon in my belly and a Folgers coffee buzz. Good old radar detector, it protects me from the fuzz. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching for scratch off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come find it.
color tan. All them women whistle at me while I'm working for the man, making me some cold hard cash out in that summer sun. Come Friday I'll have money, but by Monday I'll have none. Once the bills are paid and that bass boat tank is gone from E to F, I fill that big old cooler up there. Couple bucks when I'm itching for a scratch-off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels. Working hard all week puts a beer on the table. Couple bucks when I'm itching for a scratch-off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels. Working hard all week, yeah. Put some beer on the table. Oh, put some beer on the table. Would y'all pass me another one of them coke cans?
It's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on the mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop because my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Of me working so hard when I got a woman in the boss man's yard. 'Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no
beer.
The Furies bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on, all me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, Mike, to be an admiral, a soldier, or a king.
A monk, a barrel, a box, and started around with a stick. That's all the lubrication to make your engine tick. Oh, 40 parts of wallop a day will keep away the quack. It's only 8 and 8 the pot and 1 and 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3.